Hello again.
Hello. If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
Dieselcast. The podcast about the sound between two silences.
Once things get loud, I'll probably have use for the cannons. But at first, I'll have to play it quiet. Quiet and nasty.
Boy, when you say beginning, you mean beginning.
To be fair, the president's speech did have some eloquent rhetorical flourishes.
America looks to the day when the people of the Middle East leave the desert of despotism for the fertile gardens of liberty.
From the desert of despotism to the fertile gardens of liberty. Basically, the president's speech was a performance that was as redundant as it was perfunctory. Clearly, this president, even without a lead, is running out the clock. Say what you will about his presidency, but after that speech, it is now 15 minutes shorter. The president did shrewdly hire... The president did shrewdly hire an actual celebrity translator, though, to help him get his message across.
Good evening. 5 years ago, this date, September the 11th, was seared into America's memory.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Today we are safer, but we are not yet safe.
Help me! Somebody help me!
For America, 9/11 was more than a tragedy. It changed the way we look at the world.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Woo!
What? Why he doesn't do that for every speech, I don't know. Let me put it to you this way. Well, that tastes a lot like straw. See, you can't tell Americans we're in a fight for our very way of life and then say there's nothing we can do to help except trust you. That scares people, fills them with terror. Which, from what I understand, is the actual word we're fighting. Level with us. We know there's evildoers out there doing evil. But if your idea is to keep invading all these different countries till the world is completely safe, fella, the world's never been completely safe. Hey, you can spread whatever you want. Democracy, manure, Nutella, it's not going to happen. I've taken the liberty of putting it all down in a song.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Very superstitious. Ladder's about to fall. 13-month-old baby. Broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck. The good things in your past. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way.
Hi, my name is Ray, and on yesterday, my daughter called me because she was stressed out because of things that were going on her job that she felt were quite unfair. Being quite disturbed, she called for comfort, and I didn't really know what to tell her because we have to deal with so much mess in our society. So I was led to write this song just for her, to just give her some encouragement while dealing with stress and pressures on her job, and I figured I'd put it on the internet for all employees under stress to help you better deal with what you're going through on your job. Here's how the song goes. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone. You're gonna have to send me home, 'cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Now, you might not be able to sing that out loud, but you can hum it to yourself, and you know what the words are, and let it give you some strength to get through the next few moments on your job. All right? Stay strong. Peace. To help you better deal with what you're going through on your job, here's how the song goes.
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 I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
That's about the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
What's that? You know, that's where you go to a studio with microphones and you sing and they put you on a nice round piece of plastic.
I don't want to be on any piece of plastic, whether it's nice or not.
Okay, that was nasty, nasty, nasty. Nasty, 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 nasty.